Little Big Adventures. Aside from long series of shenanigans that included painting driftwood, building driftwood horses, taking over a driftwood hut, like some kind of a driftwood hobo, and making driftwood fires, of course, though not on the beach, I spent a lot of time listening to books. Out in nature, you hear what the author is actually saying. You can easily comprehend things, and you get plenty of time to think about it all. I think maybe it's not possible to read a book, and it may not even be possible to properly hear one when you are in a city, when you are on the clock, away from stars and forests and the lullaby of lakes and oceans. I once spoke to a very serious older lady who had her books on her, but you know, she seemed to have been just passing time while staring at letters. Maybe that's all you can do with a book, is to make the time pass so that you don't have to focus on work and overwork and always being late. I think the right way to read a book is to be out in the middle of some great adventure. Biographical accounts of adventure, when you are living in the middle of a wilderness, are urgent. It's not that you will never visit Australia, so you don't really have to worry about redback spiders. It is that you will never visit Australia, so that you don't have to worry about the tiny little deadly things. Not to mention stinging seashells, blueies, and saltwater crocodiles, just when you thought that sharks were bad enough. And you can't even eat the fish you caught, as they may have ciguatera, not harmful to fish, of course, but poisonous to humans, of course. I can't tell you how much more you learn to appreciate Lake Michigan after you survive a series of amazing books about Australia. And before you ask, no, mosquitoes are not a problem, so as long as you bring those anti-mosquito incense, they are pinky finger thick and chase all the bugs away. Just watch out for the hot ash if you ever care to move them. And the people are nice. It's not just the vacation, nah, it's the adventure. It is what we are supposed to do. Many are very funny. Like that lady that had an accident so loud that the birds went silent. And instead of briskly walking to change, she yelled,
"Pull my finger!"
in a dirty southern accent. Bless her. And that sweet older woman, who upon arrival to Lake Michigan immediately started sniffing tree leaves with her sister, in a botanical, scientific fashion. And I, walking by, mischievously said, "That's poison ivy, don't touch that!" Only to notice that her sister was chewing some of the leaves for scientific analysis, presumably. Perhaps it was a rare species of maple, and they hoped it was extra sweet. But I made them retreat to their books in panic. Then, on my way out, I've noticed that the wiser lady was very happy with my dumb joke, and I am proud to this day. The lady that released the half-chewed leaves with a dollop of goo and a sprinkle of panic did not care to wave by. "Leave your pride at home, dear madam. As the southern fart lady teaches us, in the wilderness, we're all wild." I wrote this text the day before first day of spring, when Appalachian Trail hikers were getting ready to leave for the 2025 season. Wishing that I could somehow remind them all to bring their narrated books along. It is such a big deal to study philosophy, sciences, and even look into biographies. But I tell you, without thinking too much about it, they all have mastered a thing that none of us are sure about. And tragically, we are so much poorer for it. I also prepared advice for the rest of us. The shortest possible adventure that may not even guarantee any kind of enlightenment, though it will surely restore you quite a bit, is 12 weeks long. So as long as you don't have any deadlines at the very end, it takes 2 long months to unwind, and finally a long month to see what you have been missing. Even when we grant ourselves a month of vacation for every month of work, that is still not enough to do our delicate minds justice. The Triple Crown hikers have that duration down. It takes 2 years of adventure, of snow and rain and thunder and sunshine and ocean and mountains and rivers and forests, to really get back on track and understand that to grow up means to grow all the way up until we each stand as a great being and with a good appreciation for silliness and joy of life.